بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وفي رواية عمران بن حسين الخزاعي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: ففعل ما أمر بها نبي الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. We are still reading in the chapter of Tawbah and the hadith of Hazrat Imra'a Juhayna, a lady from the tribe of Juhayna, who was a Sahabiya and who had committed adultery. She became pregnant with that child also, and she came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and said that I have committed a major sin, a major crime, which deserves the capital punishment of being stoned to death. So execute that punishment on me. We find that first Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam sent for her guardian and said, look after her. And in fact, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, ahsin ilayha, treat her well until she delivers her child, and then you bring her back again. So he did accordingly, and then he came, and now she was now ready for the punishment. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then ordered, فَشُدَّتْ عَلَيْهَا ثِيَابُهَا, her clothes were fastened tightly over her. That is, that now she will be stoned to death, and by the stoning, her clothes must not come off her body, and then her body becomes exposed to everyone. So therefore, the clothes were fastened tightly over her, and for a lady, when this punishment is executed, then she will be in a sitting position, so that there is more cover even at that time. And even for a lady who had committed such a crime, they still, for the laws of parda are still observed, and therefore it will be in a sitting position. So we can imagine how important these laws are, the laws of parda, etc. ثُمَّ أَمَرَ بِهَا فَرُجِمَتْ, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the commandment, and then she was stoned to death. And these punishments in Islamic Sharia are done publicly. And once they are done in front of everyone, then this is such a lesson for the whole community and for everyone who witnesses it, and people talk about it, that for everyone it becomes a great lesson, and people refrain from all these sins. One person, an alim who resides in Madinatul Munawwara for a period of maybe about 50 years ago, perhaps we don't know it, still these punishments are being executed. But one such punishment, a person who murdered somebody, and then he had to be, also his life had to be taken, and it is done in public, and whoever was there, the whole of Medina shuddered with this, that how the life is taken of that person, how the sword man comes, and he severs the head of that person who was guilty of that crime. Of course, this is not just on word saying, but when proper court case takes place by the qadi, and if person is found guilty, then the punishment is meted out, and it is then given in such a way that it becomes a great lesson for everyone, and everyone stays away from such sin, and the result is a pure society. Whereas on the other hand, where these things are treated very lightly, there is no punishment for it in Western law and Western society. So now these sins have become very common. Murder means nothing to anyone. And all these other robbery, highway robbery, armed robbery, these are very serious offenses in Islam. But in the Western law or system, these things have become so common that it means nothing to anyone, and the whole public now is held ransom by the crooks, and they do as they want to with those people. After she was stoned to death, ثُمَّ صَلَّى عَلَيْهَا, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam performed the janazah namaz on her. فقال له عمر, حضرت عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه, and we all know the caliber and the nature and the temperament of حضرت عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه. He said, تصلي عليها يا رسول الله وقد زنت. Are you making namaz on her, janaza namaz, and she committed the very grievous sin of adultery, and she even conceived the child, and you still going to make janaza namaz on her? It was out of astonishment that how can this be. فقال رسول, قال رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم said, لقد تابت توبة لو قسمت بين 70 من أهل المدينة لوسعتهم. She has made such a tawbah that if that tawbah had to be divided between 70 people of Madinatul Munawwara, that is extremely pious people, the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, her tawbah was enough for 70 people. Such a tawbah, such a sincere tawbah she had made. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained how sincere her tawbah was. وَهَلْ وَجَدْتَ أَفْضَلَ مِنْ أَنْ جَادَتْ بِنَفْسِهَا لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى سُبْحَانُ. And could you find something more better that she humbled herself, submitted herself totally for Allah Ta'ala? That is, she admitted her guna, nobody knew of it. She could have kept quiet, and according to other riwayat, when she had come, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned his face from her. He did not want to accept what she was saying. But in spite of that, her sincere tawbah, that I have committed this guna, and I must be clear in front of Allah Ta'ala. So such a sincere tawbah, so therefore the Nabi of Allah made janaza namaz over her. On the other hand, we find that when a janaza was brought and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was requested to make the janaza namaz, he would inquire whether this person is owing any person money. If he was owing money, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would ask if somebody would take the responsibility of paying it. If somebody took the responsibility, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the janaza namaz. And if nobody took their responsibility, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that somebody from amongst you made the janaza namaz. And yet, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself went forward to make the janaza namaz. And there are other explanations very important with regard to this, which we will inshallah discuss as it comes in the explanation of this hadith. That a person perhaps wonders also that could such sins have been committed in the auspicious time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and could they take place with the great, great illustrious Sahaba. The explanations of that are also given. May Allah Ta'ala let us understand our deen correctly and have proper honor and respect for all the Sahaba, and also that we practice our deen and realize what a practical deen has been given to us.